A company in Finland has developed a satellite made of wood that it plans to launch into orbit this year. The small experimental satellite aims to test the effectiveness of wooden materials used in the extreme conditions of space. The project is a cooperative effort between several Finnish businesses, including an engineering company, a maker of research satellites, and a major wood producer. The European Space Agency is supporting the mission by assisting with pre-flight testing and providing sensors to be placed inside the satellite. The wooden satellite is considered a CubeSat. A CubeSat is a small satellite mainly used for research purposes by universities and nonprofit organizations. The one developed in Finland, called WISA WoodSat, is a cube measuring 10 centimeters on all sides. The main structure of the satellite is completely made of wood. It was built by Arctic Astronautics, a company that also produces and sells CubeSats for educational purposes. Jari McKinnon is the co-founder of Arctic Astronautics and is leading the WoodSat mission. He told Reuters the goal of the project is to expose the satellite's plywood material to the extremes of heat, cold, pressure, and radiation. Since it will be the first wooden satellite launched into orbit, McKinnon said it will be the first test of how such materials might be used to develop future space structures. For example, wood could be used to build parts of spacecraft or space stations. "We are starting to study the behavior of wood in space," he said. Finland's UPM Plywood supplied the wood, created from birch trees, for the project. The company says it treated the wood with heat in a vacuum to dry it out and add strength. A compound containing aluminum and oxygen was also put on the wood to protect it against highly reactive oxygen found in space. UPM says it has already carried out many tests with the wood and found it to perform very well in harsh environments. The company said WoodSat is made of a sustainable plywood that could be used to replace fossil fuel materials heavily used in the space industry. Mission planners have carried out several test flights and say they plan to launch WoodSat aboard a Rocket Lab-built Electron rocket from New Zealand in the autumn. The most recent test flight was carried out last Saturday in Finland. A balloon carried WoodSat to an altitude of 31 kilometers in a part of Earth's upper atmosphere known as the stratosphere. The flight lasted about 3 hours, and all the systems performed as planned, McKinnon said in a statement. When it deploys for its full mission, WoodSat is expected to orbit at an altitude of about 500 to 600 kilometers, the European Space Agency said. McKinnon says WoodSat was also built with two cameras, one of which the satellite can extend on a selfie stick. The reason for this camera is to permit the mission team to watch what is happening to the satellite at all times. We want to have photos of the surface in space, McKinnon told Reuters. How does it develop day by day? Is the color changing? We want to see what is happening. The selfie camera may be able to capture evidence of cracks or other damage. McKinnon says he does not believe there will be a huge demand for wooden satellites anytime soon. However, he does think there will be a niche for wood-based materials to be used in space. I'm Brian Lynn.